Welcome to recording number 2, In the Midst of Grief, a Guided Practice for Your Everyday Life. First, we will have a brief relaxation. Then, the second process will guide you in being with whatever feelings are here in each moment. It is a very simple as well as effective practice. I learned it more than 15 years ago, and it changed my life. This practice has supported me in meeting stresses of everyday life and of major challenges, including the deaths of 4 family members, as well as several others. I will guide you in a process that supports you in feeling whatever emotions are present without being distracted by your thoughts. Practicing with this recording will lead you to be able to self-coach yourself on your own without the recording. Now, I invite you to get comfortable. That might be sitting down, it might be reclining. I invite you to stretch and yawn for a few moments, because each of these actions stimulates the relaxation response in the body. And I figure, why not do them together? They're easy to do together, and we can deepen the relaxation perhaps more quickly. When the body is in a state of relaxation, every cell begins to self-repair. We're hardwired to do this, to heal ourselves. Stretching and yawning for a minute or so. Now, this first fairly brief exercise that I mentioned, I'm going to ask you to choose what I would call a heartfelt word. And I will give you a few examples of this. A word like gratitude, compassion, peace, forgiveness, love. Don't use the name of a person or a pet. We don't want it to be personal. So just, and I would say, first word, best word. You know, we're just trying something out here. Just something that has a heartfelt, positive feel to it. Now, what I usually do with this is I call this silently chanting. It's as if I'm chanting within my mind, saying the word over and over and over for just a bit. And when I sense there's a certain amount of intensity of the feeling that this word represents, then I decide whether I want to stop the silent chanting or continue it. Either way, I want to sink deeper into the feeling, just letting the feeling of it be here for a few moments. So I invite you to begin now. And if you become distracted by thoughts, just invite your awareness, your attention back to the word. It's okay to become distracted. Just remember, we can always bring the attention back to this heartfelt word. And maybe you can feel yourself breathing. Noticing how it feels to inhale and exhale. As you focus on this heartfelt feeling. This word and what it represents. How does it feel in your body? How does it feel, for instance, in the center of your chest? And we're going to let this practice of focusing on the heartfelt word come to a resting place. So just notice what you're experiencing now. And it might be similar to what you were experiencing at the beginning, or might be slightly different. So simply observe whatever you observe, if anything, and we will move in to the guided practice. And again, you might want to stretch and yawn for a few moments. This is a practice of inviting awareness into what some people refer to as the heart center. In the center of the chest, to the right of the physical heart. This is a practice of learning to be with whatever feelings are present. So right now, I am going to ask some very short questions. And I ask them in the first person. So what I'm doing is sharing with you the process I use with myself when I am doing this practice. It's as if you can hear what I think to myself. I'm saying it aloud. What am I experiencing in this moment? What mood or emotions am I feeling right now? And I'm not actually looking for any words that might describe the emotions or mood. I'm just using this question as a way to focus inward, to focus on the feeling that's right here. And if this doesn't make any sense to you right now, that's completely okay. Don't even worry about it. Just keep following along. Feel whatever's here. Whatever you're feeling in this moment, even if it's frustration, even if you have some thoughts like, oh, this is weird, or this doesn't make any sense, or why am I wasting my time doing this? That's just fine. And I'm going to self-coach myself with a number of different phrases, and a lot of them are going to be fairly similar. So right now I'm going to say to myself, I'm willing to let myself feel what is right here. I'm willing to be with whatever this is, whether it's sadness, whether it's frustration, whether it's joy, whether it's anger, whether it's a combo platter of two or more feelings. And of course, it doesn't matter whether there are words for what I'm feeling, because the words are not what's important. To me, there's a physical sensation or a combination of physical sensations that are present, that are connected with the emotions that I feel. And maybe it's the fact that they're connected with the intensity of the emotion. Sometimes something has very little intensity. Sometimes there's a lot, and you know, there's anything in between, everything in between. I'm willing to feel these sensations, these intensities, in whatever way they're showing up. I'm willing to breathe into what the feelings are right now, exactly as they are. I'm willing to keep dropping deeper than my thoughts, deeper than any activity of my mind. What's here now? I can remind myself that I can keep coming back to the feelings, the sensations. I can keep breathing into what's here. As many times as it takes. As soon as I notice I'm following the thread of a thought, or an image, or a memory, I can remind myself, I can self-coach. Okay, I can sink deeper than the mind. I can sink deeper into the feelings that are here in this very moment. There's nothing to move toward or away from. There's simply being here now, feeling what's here in this present moment, in each present moment. And I might be in silence for half a second or 4 minutes or 11 minutes or, you know, it's not a time period. If all that's here is silence and being with a feeling, that's perfectly fine. At those times that I have a lot of interruption from the mind or a lot of activity from the mind, in the mind, then I can keep the self-coaching happening as much as need be. What's here right now? I'm willing to feel whatever this is, because whatever I meet with awareness, without paying attention to my thoughts, this eventually will lead to a dissolving or a dissipating of the intense emotion. And it dissolves into love, peace, a deep quiet. And that might happen in a half a second. It might happen in who knows what period of time. There's no precise recipe to it. It's simply a practice to do over and over. And the more we do it, the more the benefits occur. These benefits of doing this practice are cumulative. It's like putting it into a bank account. It keeps adding and adding to itself. So I encourage you to keep doing this practice and experimenting with it on your own. You can play this recording anytime you like. You can also experiment on your own. And I invite you to be in touch with me if you have any questions or if you want to know about other opportunities for doing this, or if you want to share with me how you're using it in your life, or in particular with meeting your feelings around grief. If you haven't already listened to the first recording, you might want to do that. It's called A Few Words on Grief in Preparation for Recording Number 2. I also invite you, if you want to read any articles or stories about grief, about love, about compassion, forgiveness, gratitude, and other life happenings, just come and check us out on our website, loverevealedstories.com. Thank you.